Welcome to Bedtime Stories with Brandon Copeland, and I've got Benson here with me.
Hi.
And tonight's story is about a man who had a very long beard. He was a very wise man in his Indian community. He lived on top of a mountain in a little hut, and people would climb up the mountain, long hikes through the very steep stairways to get to this man's door. And they would ask him questions like, what's the meaning of life? And why are we here? And things like that. And because his beard was so long, I mean, it was all the way down to his feet, the people looked at him and they said, he must be very wise because his beard is so long. It just means he's wise. Well, one day when he was walking down the mountain to get some water, he slipped on the stairs and his beard got caught on the railing and it was ripped off his face. Whoosh, clean off his whole beard and even one layer of skin. So he had like fresh pink skin. Wasn't bleeding though, it was just clean. And when he got down to the river, the people didn't recognize him because he didn't have a huge beard. They just saw a guy with no beard. And they said, hey, what are you doing down here? You don't belong down here. This is the bearded man's river. And he looked at them and said, I am the bearded man. And they said, no, you're not. You don't have a beard. And he quickly realized, oh, no, these people will not recognize me. They might even throw me in jail. I got to get out of here. And so he ran, he grabbed his bucket of water and he ran up the stairs as fast as he could. But he got tired because it's a long hike. And as he was going up the stairs, there was a terrible storm. Lightning and the thunder and the clouds went around him. And he was in the middle of the storm and he was just terrified of all the rain and all the lightning. He thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to get struck by lightning. And so he decided instead of to continue climbing in the rain and in the weather, he was going to veer off the trail and just kind of find some shelter to kind of hide from the storm in. So he went off the trail and he found a little cave, it seemed like it was just big enough for him to kind of crawl inside and hide out for a minute while the storm passed. But when he got in the cave, he heard something. He heard like a bird whistle. He thought, that's funny. Why is there a bird in this cave? So he decided to climb deeper into the cave. It was pitch black, but at least it wasn't raining. So he climbed deeper into the cave, and the whistle got louder. And pretty soon he got into an area where the cave opened up. It wasn't a tunnel anymore. It was like a big open chamber. And inside the chamber was a mountain of gold, shimmering and glistening. He couldn't believe it. He just looked around, his eyes wide open. Whoa, look at this gold. And then he heard a big whoosh, whoosh, like wings, you know, flapping. And a giant dragon landed on top of the gold pile. And the dragon looked at him. And the dragon had a beard. Like a long beard, just like his. And the dragon said, who goes there? And the man said, it is I, the bearded man. But I don't have a beard anymore, but I was the bearded man till today. You claim to be the bearded man? Well, yeah, I mean, I was. I mean, I'm going to grow it back. Only the bearded man may possess this gold. All others will be destroyed by my fire. The bearded man thought, oh, crud. I'm going to get burnt by this bearded dragon. I don't know what to... Oh. And he goes, I can prove it. I can prove I'm the bearded man. What do you need? Some identification, maybe? Driver's license? No, said the dragon. Any fool can make a driver's license or put on a fake beard. The real bearded man was wise. Tell me, if you're the real bearded man, what is the meaning of life? And he sat there for a minute, and he'd been asked this question 1,000 times by all the people that would come up to his hut and ask him. So he sat there for a minute, and he looked at the dragon, and he said, well, that's easy. The meaning of life is to get a body and to gain experience. Duh. You have answered correctly. Now where is your beard? And then he said, well, I fell and it got caught on the railing outside and it fell off. I see. A tragic accident indeed. Beards are noble and belong on the most powerful and wise, like me and you. The bearded man said, I know. It's terrible. I'm devastated that I lost it. Well, in due time it will grow back. But in the meantime, you shall possess all of my riches and all of my gold, for you have proven yourself wise. Now go forth and live your life to the fullest. For the beard does not make you the bearded man. What makes you the bearded man is in your heart and in your mind. He liked that when he heard that from the dragon. He said, thank you. Yeah, you know, I think you're right.
I am right. I'm a bearded dragon. Everything I say is truth.
Okay. I'll come back later to grab some gold because I want to upgrade my hut. It needs like a bathroom, basically, and maybe some running water.
Very well, said the dragon. Be gone with you.
And the bearded man crawled back out the hole, and the storm had stopped. And there was a big rainbow on the mountainside, and it was beautiful and fresh and clean outside. And he had a big smile on his face as he walked up the mountain, knowing that I am still the bearded man, and I am still wise. And that's because the real important part of his person is in his mind and in his heart. It's not growing on his face. It's true for you too. True for all of you out there. Be good. Good night.
Ah!